Mel Gibson has co-written and directed a movie about the crucifixion of Jesus called The Passion. There isn't a final version of the film. The movie doesn't have a distributor yet, and its projected release date isn't until next Easter. But supporters and critics, including Roman Catholic and Jewish religious leaders, have already lined up on either side of the question, does this film fuel anti-Semitism? David Darcy reports.
The uninitiated can only see 4 minutes from The Passion on the website of Mel Gibson's company, Icon Productions. Even people who like the film admit that it's violent. Mary Boyce, a Roman Catholic nun and a professor at Union Theological Seminary, says crucifixions were extremely violent. But she and a group of scholars who read the script last April were more troubled by the fact that most of the violence on screen didn't come from the Gospels, and most of it was committed or instigated by Jewish characters.
Jesus' head is covered in a bag, and as the guards drag him down the steps, his head bangs against a stone. It's very gruesome. And one of the directions says Jesus is reduced to kind of a bloody mass. And Caiaphas, the high priest, his eyes are described as being shiny with breathless excitement.
Boyce was on a committee of scholars who reviewed the script after getting a copy from the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops. Gibson's lawyers say the script was stolen and threatened to sue. The scholars say it was leaked to a priest and then to the bishops' conference by someone working on the production. The committee of scholars prepared a report for Icon in April, suggesting changes. They said the script had less to do with scripture than with a tradition of medieval passion plays in which Jews were portrayed officially as Christ killers. This demonization was part of Catholic doctrine, which the Church only repudiated in the 1960s. That doctrine, called deicide, is central to 2,000 years of Christian anti-Semitism, Jewish groups say. And they say the film could contribute to a worldwide resurgence of anti-Semitism. Abraham Foxman, who read the script, is national director of the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith.
From the Middle Ages on, the passion play was used not only to bring about a passion of love for Jesus, but also an anger, a passion of hate. And hopefully, if this film is fixed enough, it won't be of that nature.
Critics are panicking, says Minister Ted Haggard, head of the National Association of Evangelicals. He saw the film when Gibson screened it for conservative evangelicals in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Haggard says he's a staunch admirer of the film. He compares Gibson to Michelangelo and warns Jewish groups against attacking him.
I don't think the movie will generate anti-Semitism, but I do think the potential exists that if your concerns are broadly broadcast, that people will hear your concerns about a figure in history that they deeply love and appreciate, and your voicing your concerns might stir up some anti-Semitism.
Jewish leaders say that's just what's happening. Gibson, who's not talking to the press, has said he's inspired by the Holy Spirit and that he's just directing traffic in the film. Gibson funds a church near Los Angeles that rejects the Pope's authority and celebrates Mass in Latin. Father William Fulco is a Jesuit at Loyola Marymount University in Los Angeles, which gave Mel Gibson an honorary doctorate this spring. Fulco translated Gibson's script into Aramaic and Latin and then back into English subtitles. He says Gibson feels persecuted by charges, that the whole dispute is part of the film's marketing campaign.
I found myself crying with frustration, and I found Mel also, we would frequently talk, how are we going to pray about this? And sometimes we'd even pray together on the phone with a sense of hurt.
At the ADL, Abraham Foxman hears coded language when Gibson is quoted defending the project.
He said such things as, he now understands what Jesus Christ felt like. He understands what it means to be persecuted. Well, finish that sentence. By whom? Or he says, this will probably be the last film he's permitted to make. Well, who's going to stop him? It's unstated. Or he made this film and at a tremendous cost, but for some, this is a great opportunity to make money. And again, he's talking about Jewish organizations.
The ADL is not charging Mel Gibson with anti-Semitism. Its officials say they just want to talk to him about toning down some troubling passages in The Passion. Icon, Gibson's company, promises to screen the film for some Jewish leaders soon, but so far they've made anyone they've invited sign a confidentiality pledge not to attack The Passion publicly, according to the scholars who read the screenplay. Those scholars aren't on the guest list. Icahn calls them dishonorable. With the film's release still more than half a year away, Catholic theologian Mary Boyce is worried about its toll so far on the religious landscape.
Will this film exacerbate divisions between Christians and Jews? Will this film exacerbate differences between traditionalist Catholics and those who see themselves more in the mainstream? Will this film exacerbate divisions between, say, Catholics and evangelicals? And I think if it does any of those, then I find it difficult to believe that the Holy Spirit is at work.
The Passion is funded with more than $25 million of Mel Gibson's own money. He says he's prepared to distribute it himself. Critics who say there's plenty of demand out there fear he probably won't need to. For NPR News, I'm David Darcy.